Chapter 1. The Bronco that had been riding Sherry Grayson's bumper since she'd left work was not the sole cause of her rising anger, but since it had been inappropriate to lash out at her roommate Madeline when she'd broken the news just 15 minutes ago, she figured the Bronco was as good a target for her rancor as any. Deliberately slowing to 15 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone, she crept along, hoping the driver behind her would get the message and pass her before she slammed her brakes to make him hit her from behind. It would serve him right, but wrecking her car wouldn't solve her problems any more than bursting into tears would, and she didn't have the time nor the energy for either. "Slow down," she muttered, as tremors of anxiety coursed through her. She couldn't deal with a battle with a joyrider today. Yesterday, when life still had as much normalcy as it had had for the last 8 months, she might have handled it better. But today, "Get off my bumper!" Sherry blared, heat scoring her features when the Bronco almost bumped her. Heavy traffic detoured around them, but the driver would not pass her. It was an omen. An omen that she could no longer refuse to look back. After what she'd learned today, she would need strength from her past so that she could plunge forward. According to her roommate, Clint Jessup was back from the black hole he'd vanished into without a trace 8 months ago, and he intended to see her. The destructive driver behind her was a warning that life was going to be a bit rougher for a while. But she had braved rough times before. She could do it again. Anxious to be rid of